Again, I don't want to sound as if I'm playing the violin and wanting pity, but we were so whacked, we couldn't do an awful lot. When we were had a day off, we used to go up to London, and that was nice because it wasn't very far to go, and we had a day in London, and I remember on VE Day going up to London, and a friend and I were standing on a little island in the middle of the road, and the royal family came along, and the king saw us and waved to us up on this fence.
And you were in uniform.
Oh, yes, yeah. We had to wear a uniform all the time. And so that was nice. But we did, there were little concerts and things like that, but quite honestly, we were so tired, and we were the strain of it all. Again, I don't want to say play for sympathy or anything like that, but it really was a tremendous strain, keeping the secret all the time. For an 18-year-old, I was nearly 19, I was 19 a few weeks after I joined up, actually. But we were all about that age, and I think we had to grow up very, very quickly, because children were much younger at that age in those days than they are now. You know, we were... They're much more sophisticated these days. But we did it, and I'm glad we did it.
And what happened? I mean, how were you all managed? I mean, what happened if someone wasn't really pulling their weight or couldn't really keep up, or what happened?
I don't remember anyone ever being in that category. I think they would have found it out before they had been put there. I mean, as I was explaining about that fortnight's preliminary training, a pre-service training, as they called it, they watched us very closely, which we were unaware of, and they put us to do all these horrible jobs like scrubbing floors, simply because they wanted to see what we were made of. And I think it was a very clever way of finding us out for what we were. And there were some girls who couldn't stand up to it, and they were mother's darling type. And they disappeared, and obviously sent home. They didn't want them in the Wrens at all, really. But the Wrens was a bit picky. All the girls wanted to join the Wrens. It was the most popular service. And so they were able to be a bit picky.
What kind of things did they ask you in your interview?
I don't remember. What, at Bletchley Park?
When you interviewed, yes, for selection to be a bomb operator, yeah.
Well, I don't know. They didn't ask much. They knew what my educational qualifications were. They'd been watching me, apparently, during the pre-service training. So all it was really a sort of induction without my knowing what I was going to be doing, if you see what I mean. It was very strange. And, of course, we were told not to mention it when we left the room, so we had no idea if the others had been chosen or not. I think Anne said, well, you will quickly be removed to where you're going to work and so on. So I knew I was picked for
it. So your interview was actually here? Your selection was actually here when you came before the
No, we didn't ever come to Bletchley Park.
Okay.
No, we didn't know what we were going to be doing. We couldn't have got in here.
Okay.
No, we were still at Tullyhewan.
Okay.
Up in the Scotland where we were doing our pre-service training. And Anne used to go up there and spend quite a lot of time up there. Actually, her husband had just been, I found that out when I got to know her, been reported missing, and they sent her up there to really sort of get her mind off it a bit, I think. But they picked them either there or at Mill Hill, and she had the job of picking just a few wrens to do that job. And the rest went into other categories.
You were the elite.
Well, I don't know. We didn't feel like that, and I don't think we thought we were. I think it was just, I don't know what we felt, really. It was very it was all very strange. And, as I say, it's very difficult to convey to you. We were living in fear all the time. We couldn't have been sitting here like this chatting. We would have been in fear, wondering if a bomber was coming over, wondering if we got all blackout up and everything. We were up against it really badly, and it's very difficult to explain it without sounding dramatic.